The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.
A Fox News article recently said city officials, developers, and restaurateurs in Los Angeles are touting the renaissance of the city's once blighted downtown thanks to an explosion of, quote, trendy eateries, chic hotels, and luxury apartments that have attracted thousands of new and generally financially well-off residents. But just a few blocks south of the area, where a set-course sushi meal costs around $200 per person, wine or sake not included, the Fox News article goes on to say it's perhaps the country's most notorious tent city and neighborhood that has been labeled the epicenter of the homeless in America, Skid Row. The article says the area, which has been plagued by vagrancy, high crime rates, and unsanitary conditions almost since its development in the 1880s, is an unorganized collection of warehouses, wholesale storefronts, and decaying low-rent hotels. Its trash-strewn streets are lined with blue tarps, fraying tents for those residents unable to afford a solid roof over their head. But the article goes on to say, but as development in downtown Los Angeles steams forward unimpeded, city officials and developers are eyeing Skid Row as possibly the next up-and-coming neighborhood. A move causing tensions with advocates and community outreach workers who wonder what this means for thousands of homeless and itinerant people who are currently calling the rundown area home. Lanny Bales joins us, as he does in our series that continues at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy, thank you for joining us. Good to have you on the program.
Thank you, Larry.
Well, I'm kind of reading a little bit of that article, but can you imagine a day when Skid Row isn't there and there are beautiful million-dollar condos lining the streets?
I can. In fact, maybe, I don't know, 6-8 years ago, we had a board retreat and we stood up chanting, Skid Row must go. In other words, the blight, the crime, the violence against women has to go. And there's no perhaps in that article. It is the worst place in America. It is the biggest man-made disaster in the United States. There are more people devastated by homelessness on Skid Row than anywhere else. There is nothing like it
in Los Angeles. At the same time, this article goes on to say, activists are enraged last June by a city proposal to rezone an industrial section of Skid Row to residential and open it up for market rate development.
Right.
Explain to us what's going on here. Who is latched on to keeping this a blighted place for the homeless?
Yeah, that's a certain segment of activists, and they have a interesting approach. There's some good folks mentioned in that article that are doing good work. But we, as a partnership, we've worked together to present document to the city council and everybody about 2040, about what it will look like in 2040. And there's been some back and forth. And we've actually made sure, I guess, first of all, Larry, we've made sure that Union Rescue Mission will be untouched by 2040. But while we're untouched, we are working to regionalize services throughout L.A. County. We are looking to decentralize services on Skid Row. The only way to get the people in under a roof and off the streets is to intentionally create housing opportunities throughout our city, throughout our county, so that they can go to help in their own neighborhood rather than having to retreat to the streets of Skid Row. In fact, we got in quite a skirmish at our discussion about this because my other partners wanted to reduce the number of police on Skid Row. And I said, you're reducing the police, but you're not mentioning the elephant in the room, the gang control, the gang enterprise, the drug enterprise, the sex trafficking backed by violence. If you're not going to mention the gangs, then let's leave the police alone.
So the people who are opposed to seeing the Skid Row that we know now go away and these beautiful condo towers and apartments go up say they fear the people who already live there, it's the gentrification argument, will be squeezed out by the value of the land going up. There are thousands of people who do have roofs over their heads in shoddy buildings, you know, the kind where the curtains kind of blow through the window. Those people will be out because they won't be able to afford where they're at.
Right. And so let me be fair here. The developers need to be intentional about creating affordable housing, reasonable housing, innovative housing, efficient. We need to get everybody under a roof. We cannot just move in, develop, and expect people to go anywhere but into another neighborhood and struggle in that neighborhood. We have to be very intentional about getting people help. But we also need to regionalize services, decentralize the services, and not have people living in filth and violence. And so, you know, I guess I feel like we have a fair approach at Union Rescue Mission. We know development's going to come. So let's prepare and make a place for everybody to go. And that's why we're fighting hard for emergency shelter throughout Los Angeles. And we've even seen the mayor and others take a different approach. They're moving some money back from rapid rehousing, which is not effective. People drop out after the first 6 months. They're moving money, a little less money, toward permanent supportive housing because it's costing $527,000 to $700,000 per unit. And they're moving more money to bridge housing, which is emergency shelter, in sprung structures and other structures. In fact, that's gone from 15 to now 24 proposed sprung structures. And we need to do something to get immediately people off the streets. And the development's going to come, but the problem with the development in the past, all the development that's gone on, Skid Row has spread, right? I mean, Skid Row has not gone away because of gentrification. It's just spread throughout the county.
According to the Fox News article, it says, in a concession to activists, the new rezoning plan released earlier this month calls for the conversion of parts of Skid Row into housing for residents earning between $10,000 and $58,000 annually. The plan also calls for any new development in bordering neighborhoods like the Arts District or Little Tokyo that they must include units for low-income residents.
Yes, and that's a balanced approach, although we also need to get every human being off the streets. There is not enough housing proposed, and not enough housing will ever get down to address the 44,000 people on the streets. And if we don't deal with that, we're in trouble. And if we don't deal with the gangs who prey on those who are addicted and back it by violence, we will never get there.
Andy Bales is with us. It's our series, At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis. Andy, let's talk about life as it is. You know, we have these subways. We have the rail systems. We've talked about it before, where the homeless get on and ride all day. Nobody wants to kick them off. People don't want to ride next to them. The odors, the health issues. This article also says that homeless encampments are increasingly affecting California train traffic. A principal planner of the city of Los Angeles telling the Times that after the new rezoning initiative is meant to create housing opportunities for all, it plans to seek opportunities for affordable housing through prices, zoning, and community. But about this, what about the homeless affecting our rail? I mean, there's real concerns there, right?
There's real concerns. The ridership is down 30%. And there was an article the other day that mentioned every other reason except homelessness. And I wrote the writer at the LA Times, and I said, you need to include homelessness as a factor. Good article, but you need to include homelessness as a factor, because that's the biggest factor in the 30% drop in ridership. And it's threatening all of our systems, okay? Homelessness out of control, unaddressed. I'm not blaming the victims, the people who are homeless themselves, but our failure to address them are putting all of our systems in danger. The police are having a difficult time. Businesses are going to go under. The Metro Rail is going to go under. This is a state of emergency and needs to be treated. I don't know if you saw it, but the Black Caucus came to Skid Row on Saturday, and they said a state of emergency needs to be declared.
Yeah, we talked last week about bringing in, if you brought in the National Guard, that they couldn't do anything because some judge somewhere would say, no, you can't do this.
Yes, until we change and until we feel the urgency of this situation and we address it from a multifaceted approach, the courts, the police, we need to listen to activists who have some common sense. Until we change the way we think about people on the streets, it's not going to change. But I have a feeling, by the progress I've seen from the mayor and others, that we're beginning to wake up to the urgency of this epidemic of homelessness. The other thing I got to tell you, those activists who were in the article, they're mentioning all the housing being in and around Skid Row, but that housing calls for the harm reduction model where you can still use alcohol and drugs. We don't need additional units downtown where people are using alcohol and drugs inside. Yeah. That needs to be spread around the county, and it needs to be a more practical approach of because neighbors will not let you in under that model.
Quickly, known as wet housing.
Right.
I've done this topic with others, and there's a big debate about it. You say it's not a good idea. It doesn't work. The other side turns around and says to you, but Andy, you can't get them to eat unless they come in at first, and these people they're not going to come inside because they have these things. It's like the chicken and the egg.
Yes. So spread the housing around so that not one area of town is completely impacted. Also manage it in a way where alcohol and drug sales are not welcome. The current approach is a radical model of harm reduction where not only drug use is used, is allowed, but drug sales are allowed. 6'6", 400-pound men that come break your leg when you owe money is allowed. It's chaos, and people cannot recover. And so I do know groups that are doing permanent supportive housing, and they're doing it in a practical way that manages it well, that has ample security, and people can recover. But when people are using alcohol and drugs freely, people cannot recover.
The website for support.
URM.org. We believe in recovery. We believe people can change. We believe in life transformation. Go to URM.org.
Andy Bales, Union Rescue Mission. Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.